She wields a weapon of judgment, one that thirsts for those that prey upon us. Something's
coming. It's about to get worse. She's headed right for you.
She'll never stop. She'll go after every other vampire in her path.
Demon needs you. He's gonna get himself killed.
You look a lot like my girlfriend and her three doppelgangers.
Hey guys, welcome to another recap show. I'm Kristen. I'm on the line with Keisha. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you hosting this week?
I know. We are going to be talking about the Vampire Diaries called This Woman's Work, which reminds me of Maxwell.
Oh, yeah, that song, that sweet, sweet R&B song, which if you haven't listened to it, go ahead and do it. But don't do it with a partner because you might get pregnant.
Yes, you might get pregnant just by listening, even if you're alone. Maxwell is going to impregnate you. If you like men singing in really high falsetto, do it. Listen to it.
Oh, that just reminds me of Beau. But anyway.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to get to Beau. All right. So this week, we got a little bit of a backstory from Reyna, who is this bitch huntress.
That kind of rhymed. Okay, no, it didn't. Never mind.
Well, when I started watching the episode, I liked the young girl that played Reyna because she was feisty.
She's a little butt kicker. Yeah. She kind of reminded me of what oh my gosh, little ass kicker from Walking Dead. I feel like that's how their kid would turn out.
Let's call her that, little ass kicker. I don't think we're going to see her again, but I don't know. I think we're going to get adult Reyna. Yay.
Super yay.
Yeah, super yay. So yeah, we get Reyna's backstory with her father, who's explaining he's a hunter. I'm glad they brought the hunters back. Because I was wondering, like, a few episodes ago, I was like, what the hell happened to the hunters? Like, they were this, oh my god, the hunters are here, and then they just, like, fell off the face of the earth with what's-his-face, Todd.
Todd, oh, sexy Todd, yeah.
Yeah.
He went crazy. Yeah, because how long have they been around?
I don't know. I'm not sure. A long time, though.
Yeah, wait, when does this flashback take
place? 1842, I think. So yeah, a long time. But, I mean, see, what I didn't understand about this backstory of how Reyna came to have the Phoenix Stone was, you know, they show her father, and he's obviously one of the five, the Brotherhood of the Five, and he's teaching her, even though he doesn't want to, he's teaching her how to fight and all that. And then 15 years later, we see him still training her. And then she's forced to kill her daddy. Which was weird.
I gotta say, that's the longest training montage ever. Usually it's like, okay, I'm done after a few weeks. Let's take on the world.
I know, right? 15 years. But I think that goes to show you that she's not just a... You know, she's a force to be reckoned with, I think. I know you don't like her, but she's kind of badass.
She is. She's really, really tough. I have to admire that. Yeah, she's tough, and she can certainly hold her own. But I think I'm a little wary because of freaking Julian ruined everything.
I know. Me. I can't believe he compelled her. And the poor girl, like, she knew what she was doing, and she couldn't stop. I can't imagine that. But I like that she had, like, a cute little moment with her dad before it happened. Like, he knew that it wasn't her doing it. But, see, what I was going to say confused me is when they were doing, like, the ritual to give her this phoenix sword or whatever, the stone was, like, a regular stone. And then when all those people killed themselves, that's when the stone turned red. So, like... What was that? Like, why is that what triggered this Phoenix Stone?
Maybe it was like the stone is a conduit, and it's really the magic. It's not the stone itself, but the magic inside the stone. Like,
yeah, but how did that create the, making it the vampire's personal hell? You know what I mean? Like, how did that start? Like, I get that their spirits are what, like, I guess ignited this stone and gave her the power to kill the vampires. But when did it become this personal hell? I don't know.
Maybe it's like a side effect. It's probably a crappy side effect. Like, you know, when you take a pill and it's like may cause diarrhea, this one's like may cause personal hell.
All right, so you and I were messaging each other while this episode was going on. And the first thing we saw was after the flashback with Reyna was Caroline like desiccating in the hospital.
Yeah, she was
defecating. No. Caroline was not pooping in the hospital. Yeah, but I mean, you know, we already know, we've seen 3 years from now that she is fine. So again, these damn flash forwards, they ruin everything. Because if not, we would have been like, oh shit, Caroline's gonna die.
But yeah,
it ruined it for us.
No, but now I just but that immediately made me think, oh, she has little mini Kais in her belly.
Yeah. And I said, oh my god, I hope they pop out like mini Chris Woods. But I only said that because you said you want a full grown Chris Wood, and I agree. But can you imagine? She has twins, Keisha. I'm pretty sure she would have been dead a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, and then we see Bonnie and Damon talking about Enzo. And she calls him a shady old lady corpse stealer. Oh, my God. See, me and Rachel, we liked Enzo in the beginning, and then it got to a point that we were like, oh, Enzo, like, what is he doing? He's messing everything up. And then he comes back now, like, he had a little hiatus. I think they were trying to rebuild Enzo's character. He came back, and he seems to have a mission. But everyone's, like, jumping down his throat, like he's just being reckless. I think he has a reason for whatever he's doing.
The truth of the matter is that Enzo is pretty much A from Pretty Little Liars. Like,
oh god,
he's hiding in plain sight. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he is just playing everyone like a damn fiddle, and just probably giggling on his little pink BlackBerry. Oh, just no. Like, LOL. Look at David. He's such a loser.
Kisses A.
Kisses E. Or E, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, so he's watching Reyna in this room that he doesn't think she's going to get out of. But lo and behold, bitch does. What the hell? She was punching that glass. And I was like, oh, my God, she bleeds jelly.
That was some really thick blood. Did she have a snake bite? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It was weird. But bitch gets out. Of course. I wonder how. Does she have like super strength?
I don't know. She like punched the glass and I guess made it weaker and then it kind of threw her body out of it.
Because she doesn't have like magical. Isn't it just the sword? I don't think she has anything magical. Well, I don't know, because she's still alive. I mean, she was a little kid in 1842, and she's still alive, so she must be something.
Well, hold on. Didn't you have a theory that, like, the Phoenix Stone, like, she could be a phoenix?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because in the last episode, Enzo burned the old lady's body, and then she, like, reemerged as young Reyna. So I think that's what we were getting at. It was that somehow she's some kind of a phoenix, like, rising from the ashes.
Yeah. But maybe, like, every time she's reborn, she gets stronger. I don't know.
It's believable. It is the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How did Enzo know about Elena? That Damon killed Elena? Did Stefan tell him?
Because he's A.
He has eyes everywhere. He's E.
because who's this? Like, he said he and Matt have mutual friends who are taking care of Elena. So who are these mutual friends?
I don't know, because I thought Enzo and Matt were not getting along at all.
Yeah, Matt hates him.
Yeah.
And Enzo probably just thinks he's a loser. So that's the makings of like a funny sitcom, not exactly vampire human friendship.
Is Enzo lying though? We don't know if he's lying, because you're talking about the conversation with Damon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll save that, because I know that's your least favorite part of this episode.
Okay. Well, or my favorite.
I don't know about that. Okay. So craziness was Caroline in the hospital desiccating. And they go to perform the C-section, and those babies don't want to come out. That shit was creepy. What?
Well, I could understand why babies would not want to be born in a world like that. Like, look at the town. Who wants to come out in that?
Yeah, but they don't want to come out because they're feeding off of her. That shit is... I mean, I know that's what babies do anyway, but they're, like, trying to kill her.
They're not trying to kill her. They just can't stop drinking the magic. It's like a cocaine high.
That's killing her.
When you're an addict, you're an addict. You don't care. You just want your fix.
True that. Enzo's babies are addicts.
Enzo's babies? Really?
I'm thinking about Enzo. Alaric. You knew what I meant.
Ooh, whoa.
You knew what I meant.
Enzo and Joe. Didn't know that happened.
Oh my god. No. It was Enzo and Caroline. They're actually Caroline's baby.
Yeah.
Plot twist. One of my favorite parts, and I know you agree with me, is Bonnie and Damon's friendship now.
Yes. I've been championing this since, let's see, Vampire Diaries season 2. I wanted my Bayman.
Yeah, but see, I don't want them in a relationship, but I love the friendship.
Well, that's how it starts. They're friends, and then they become something more.
But Damon is too destructive for Bonnie. He puts her in too much shit.
True. Same. Can we just have one sex scene, and then she's like, this was not as great as I thought it would be. Let's just stay friends.
Yeah.
And then get it over.
All right. I'm cool with that. That can happen. But I really like the friendship, and I was like, oh my god, she's gonna kill him if she finds out what happened with Elena. She is going to murder him.
Oh yeah, that's of course. She would probably, you know, boil his blood and set his body on fire and salt the earth afterwards.
And I was watching that scene with them, and I was like, oh my god, she's gonna push him, because she's like, don't be surprised if I write a detailed diary entry to Elena about your crystal with a K. And I was like, she's going to push him, and he's going to get so angry that it's going to like blurt out, and that's going to be even worse. Like, he's not even going to tell her as his friend. He's going to do it because he's mad, and it's going to come out all kinds of wrong and cause way more problems.
It's like... Damon's like this impulsive kid. I don't know when he's ever going to grow up, because he's like always constantly, he does something. He's like that kid that like breaks mommy's favorite, I don't know, lamp. And then instead of being like, okay, I did something really bad, can you forgive me? He's all, I'm going to throw a rug over it and then hope nothing gets out.
Yeah.
And pretend everything's okay.
Yeah. And then he always messes up, and then it's always like, I'm going to fix it. But then when he tries to fix it, he's the Klaus of the Vampire Diaries. He has, like, I think he has good intentions, but he always manages to mess shit up.
And then make it worse.
Yeah, and they both have the brothers who are the voice of reason with the hero hair. It's like,
shout out.
It's a mirror image. Let's go to the flashback where we see Reyna trying to retaliate against Julian, and we see Bo singing.
Oh, our lovely Bo.
I know. Finally, we get to hear his voice. I wonder if that was part of his audition process. We've talked about this before, and we're like, how did the guy that plays Bo audition to play this character when he doesn't speak? So maybe he had to sing. Because
maybe.
That's literally the only thing that came out of his mouth.
Or that could have just been a happy blessing because, I mean, Bo really does give some fierce looks. Like, he knows how to communicate a lot without saying a word.
Yeah, he does. And we both agreed that he is the most interesting heretic. I like Valerie because I think she's – I didn't like her in the beginning, but I like her now because, you know, like I told you, she's – I like that she's so adamant on helping Caroline with these babies. Because she lost her own. And I think that, I don't know, I'm so sympathetic towards her because it's like she couldn't save her own child, so she's going to save these. So I thought that was really cute. But I do like Valerie, but Bo to me is the most interesting. And maybe it's because he can't speak. Like, you just don't know much about him. But you could tell he's been through some shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like the other heretics, you could find them on 90210 or yeah. Any other teen drama.
And then Pretty Little Liars Bo's, with Enzo.
Pretty Little Liars, yeah. But like Bo, there's just something, there's mystery there, and you want to figure out why is he so interesting, and you know, just this added layer of him being a really good singer. Why is he hanging out with all these white people? I'm sorry, but like Bo.
Oh my god. Maybe he could be friends with Bonnie. They're both witches.
I'm not saying you have to hang out with every black person, but I'm just saying, back in the day, like, let's not pretend that there wasn't segregation and slavery and all that shit.
This is true.
How did he end up with the heretics? That's my question.
Oh my god. Maybe because they all had something in common. They were all the siphoners or whatever. Maybe.
Maybe, but at least the originals explain Marcel getting caught up in that family.
Right? I didn't even think about that when I was watching it, but you're absolutely right. Get it together. Yeah. Come on. We need backstory, Vampire Diaries.
I want to know more about Bo, but, well, we all know what happened to him. So, yeah. Good luck with that.
I know. Poor Bo. Ugh. Let's explain. These bitches... Pretty Little Liars.
You mean that bitch.
Pretty Little Liars 2.0 tried to escape with Bo to keep him safe, which was cool because they were actually doing something productive. And Reyna, okay, I don't like what she did, but it was pretty badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this bitch stabbed him with that phoenix sword thing again, which horrible luck there by Bo. He got hit with it twice. Oh. Then she stabs the gas tank, lets the gas spill out, and then drags her little sword on the ground and lights his ass on fire. I don't like her, Keisha, but I do.
That was a cool scene. Yeah.
I just like...
Well, we are just getting to meet her.
I know. Like, the thing is her. That we didn't like the kind of villain that... Julian was coming across as, so I think to me she's more of a villain than he is. I think she's more of a force to be reckoned with. He was just playing like biker leader fight club enthusiast. Like, what is that? He's weird.
Yeah, at least her vendetta makes sense. Like, yeah. She has a goal and a reason and a purpose, and she's getting shit done. So, and she's messing things up. And that's always a good sign if you're a villain.
Yeah, she's shaking shit up. Everybody's like, oh shit, what do? We gotta find this bitch, and trying to figure out who's on whose side. That's what we need from the Vampire Diaries. It sucks that it's in, like, what episode is this? What number is this? 13. It took 13 episodes for some interesting shit to happen. But it has happened, so whatever. We'll deal with it.
Exactly.
Stefan talking to Damon, you said he was so cold and awesome.
I mean, he pretty much read the shit out of Damon. He's like, listen, like, a little talking to Damon like he's a little toddler. Listen, you screw things up so badly, why don't you just sit there and do nothing, and we'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because again, Damon is just getting his hand in everything and just messing everything up. And poor Stefan is always the one that has to clean up his shit.
Exactly. If he would just stay in the coffin and just desiccate, I think Mystic Falls would actually not be on fire.
Oh my god, no, but he can't do that because then no Bayman.
Oh, that's right. No, we need BF. Why don't he just, like, okay, so here's what he needs to do. He and Bonnie can just chill and drink bourbon and talk shit.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, Damon's just chill in the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the storyline we're sticking to. Come on, people.
Yes, spin off.
The Bayman Diaries.
Oh, I'm already love it.
They can write their diary to Elena. Caroline and Stefan. I'm on the fence about that because I really was rooting for. I liked their little best friend friendship that they had before, and I wish they had stuck to that instead of this.
It was just one of the few genuine friendships on the show because everybody's already slept with everybody.
Yep.
And it's not like she and him become endgame because we know what happens in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just that's chemistry.
I know. I don't either. And it's like the moments that they have together, I think are cute, but it's them together that, I don't know, it makes it a little weird. Like when he took her hand in the hospital and he got in her head and they had like that cute little date. I thought that scene was really cute. I don't know.
Didn't it seem more like a friend moment? Like, yeah. Okay, you're going through a hard time. Let me be your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, to me, that was one of the least awkward moments that they had because they were friends before. So I think I kind of looked at it like that. But I don't know. I don't feel them like if they're in a relationship. It's not that I don't like their scenes together at all. It's, I don't know. I just don't see it as a relationship.
Yeah, they just don't work as lovers. They're better off being friends.
Definitely. And obviously that's what happens. Thank you, flash forwards. Then Alaric shows up at the hospital just in time to see his little babies being born. And they're so darn cute. I can't even take it.
Question. How did Alaric get there so quickly?
Where was he? Because he was talking to Stefan on the phone, like, through the whole episode. And then all of a sudden, he showed up right at that moment.
Well, maybe he's just a really, really, really fast driver.
He was like, come on, I gotta see my babies before they kill Caroline. Then we see, who was it? Bonnie? Was Bonnie trying to convince Stefan? Yeah. Bonnie tries to convince Stefan to help Damon, even though she knows he's angry with him. And again, as usual, Stefan ends up in a load of shit because he tries to help him and gets stabbed with Reyna's sword.
So he's marked. Unfortunately.
Marked, gives Damon the saddest look in the world, and then runs like hell. Oh, I love Paul Stefan. Wesley's face when he's sad like that. I love how he puts his face. Like you really feel like he's sad.
It's like he's acting or something.
I don't know. You would think. No, honestly, it's because I rewatched the OC recently and I saw him in a few episodes on there and he was playing like this sluggish little kid. Not a little kid. He's a teenager. But he's like, he talks weird. And it's like, sometimes I can't take him serious because I'm imagining him as that character on the OC. So when he does this, I'm like, oh my god, Paul Wesley actually can act.
Who knew?
Who knew? He's actually one of my favorites, so it's not like I didn't think he could act. But after seeing him on the OC and in those roll bounce and all that other crap... Paul Wesley is making better choices these days. Okay.
He's lovely. I just want to hold him and protect him from the world.
and you know, it's funny because since we've heard all these things about the crossover thing, as soon as he started running from Reyna, I was like, oh my god, he's running to Klaus. He's running to get help from Klaus.
Well, yeah. I mean, he needs to go see his boyfriend. That's his one true love. That's why he doesn't have any chemistry with Caroline.
Cleffin.
Cleffin is thrill, guys. Just deal with it. Just accept it.
Yeah, I think we need to because you will push that forever.
I'm never letting go. Oh my gosh. I don't you weren't what I think you were there when I had like that collage and I gave it to Paul Wesley. It had like Cleffin on there. It had Stefan. It was like right after the season where Stefan was drowning in the quarry. And so like they had the memes that were like mermaid Stefan.
Oh my God, no, I don't think I was there with you. I 'cause I think I remember seeing you sent me a picture of it.
Okay. yeah, so it was this whole collage of all these memes, and a lot of them were Cleffin. And then I went to Paul and I gave it to him, like, can you sign this? And he's like, oh my God, I have to take a picture of this. And he took a picture and uploaded it to his Instagram.
Oh my God, that's
But
right.
that
You
was,
did post it.
yeah.
If anyone has the opportunity to go to these conventions where the cast is going to be, please go and please dedicate your time to Paul Wesley because he's one of the most underrated people on this cast and he's fucking hilarious in person.
Yeah, he's definitely my favorite from the cast. He's so funny and a lot sweeter than you would think. I think he's also pretty shy, so like don't overwhelm the dude, but just be chill, be cool.
Yeah, it's
And
funny
just like
'cause
talk to him like a person.
I last December, I think it was last December. I not this past one, the one before. I went to the creation convention in Orlando, and my friend had made these shirts that said "We love both Salvators, why choose?" or something like that. And I didn't really want to wear the shirt, but I wore it anyway. And so the four of us were wearing it, and we walked up to Paul Wesley, and I was like, "Look, see, we support both because you know we can't choose." And he's like, "I know, right? What kind of shit is that? Everybody picks Damon." And so he was funny. I love talking to him, and he actually talks to you. It's not like he's just like, "Oh, hey, here, I'm giving you my signature, bye." Like he actually takes the time to say something to you, even though it's a short amount of time that you have. He is really cool, so we're just giving Paul Wesley love today.
Yes, sending him all the love in the world because he's awesome
Yes.
and he totally ships Cleffin, but he probably ships like not Cleffin, Stefan and Elijah. Stelijah,
Oh my
wait.
God. Why can't we have all three? Can we come up with a ship name for the
Stelijah Finn? I don't know.
three of them? Oh my God, no, because that didn't have Klaus in
Wait,
it.
Cleffa Elijah? Wait, no, that sounds like a disease. I don't
Oh
know.
my God, we're gonna come up with
Internet,
something.
get on that.
Yeah, we're
Somebody
gonna
get on
come up
that.
with something. Let's talk about Enzo being tied up and left in the friggin' school for the whole episode in the
Yes.
dark by himself.
Yes, because he may be bad, but he's perfectly into it. What sticks and stones may break his bones, but chains and whips excite him.
And vervain rope.
And vervain rope. Oh
I
gosh.
just don't like. I get why people don't trust him because he has messed up in the past, but like, why don't they at least give him a chance to explain why he's doing what he's doing? Like, obviously, if they were around, they would know he didn't just let that girl out. It's not like he handed her the Phoenix sword, like, here, bitch, have it. Like, he's not doing that. Give Enzo a chance.
Yes, I can't believe I'm saying this, but yeah, I agree. Give Enzo
And we say this because for the longest time we were like, "Oh, Enzo, what are you doing? There's like no point."
I wanted him killed off at some
I
point.
know. Well, I didn't really want him killed off because I like Enzo. Michael Mullarkey is the shit. But I think now he has more of a purpose. So I'm liking him a little bit better. I
Yeah.
do want to know if he's lying though, because when Damon goes back to see him in the dark at the school tied up with his vervain rope, Enzo tells him that he didn't actually kill Elena. that he was hallucinating, which I think I did mention last week when we were recapping. I think I said that.
Yes, you did. And how funny would it just have been if she was just basically dead? I mean, it's sad because it's Elena, but...
It could be true, though. She could be dead. Maybe he's just lying because he knows that Damon is messing shit up because he's... Oh my god, I killed Elena. Maybe he's just lying.
Who knows?
I don't think we're going to know until the end. I saw somewhere, though, that Nina Dobrev is supposed to make, like, some kind of appearance before the end of the season. I don't know if
that's true, but that could be a flashback.
It could be. Or flash forward, because everything is about the damn flash forwards.
My goodness. The ending of the show makes me think that they're actually going to push it forward. Yeah. Like, we're not going to be stuck in this crappy
purgatory. Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of flash forwards, Caroline is in the car with her babies, who are not babies anymore. I didn't know 3-year-olds talk that much, though. Like, they're 3-year-olds, because remember the one that we saw when we first saw the twins? With Alaric in the house, and they were like running around the house playing and talking, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, when my niece was 3, like, she was talking, but not like that.
Well, these are special 3-year-olds. They're Gemini twins.
Maybe she was. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe my niece is a witch. Oh my god. So yeah, Caroline is in the car with the twins, and they are heading to New Orleans. Which is confusing because they are in the 3-year flash forward. And now she's going to New Orleans, which means somehow, probably in the crossover, we're going to see the originals people. Which could give spoilers for that show, too. And I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know, because maybe... Maybe the person, the friend, we're all assuming the friend that she's seeing in New Orleans is Klaus. But what if it's Stefan? What if he just stays?
Okay, well, let me ruin that theory. Because in Julie's blog, Julie Plec's blog for this episode, she says that there's... Okay, it says, I'm going to read it word for word. So it says, an awkward moment where Stefan realizes he's not sure if Klaus knows he and Caroline are a couple, and a really beautiful phone call between Klaus and Caroline. Okay, so that means phone call. That doesn't mean they're going to see each other.
Okay, here's why I'm not excited about this. Because I have a problem with Caroline. Logistically, they've both moved on. Klaus loves Cammy. Caroline loves Alaric / Stefan.
Who knows in 3 years?
Yeah, and I will admit, Klaus and Caroline had tremendous chemistry, and definitely. It was great. But not everything needs to be always and forever.
Yeah, but let me just say that Klaus, a.k.a. Joseph Morgan, would have chemistry with, like, a tree in the woods. Because he has chemistry with every single person he's had scenes with. So it's not really that hard.
Yeah, and I can get why people still want to ship them. Like, ship who you want. But I think also my big problem with the Clara line is just the fandom and not the entire fandom. Just the people who just bash and ruin and destroy everything else just because they want to get their way.
Yeah.
It's almost like the showrunners are in, like, a creative chokehold by these people who just bash every other potential relationship, you know, attacking the actors, saying boycott the show, going after other fans, and just doing the most for a few episodes of flirtations and maybe some sex. Like... I think that's what turns most people off to the fandom, including Daniel Gillies. I bet you most of the cast is like, dude, chill the fuck out. This is so excessive. And I mean, yes, be passionate, but don't be destructive.
Exactly.
You know, don't bash other shows, don't bash the actors, don't bash the fans, but that's what's become of the Claroline fandom. And if can y'all just calm the fuck down? That's what I'm asking.
You know, and speaking of that too, did you see the live chat that Daniel Gillies and Joseph Morgan had on Facebook the other day? Somebody asked them who their favorite ship was, and Daniel Gillies was like, Claroline. Because he got so much shit. He got so much shit for saying that that was dead. Oh, God. So, yeah, now we have to wait and see what happens with this whole New Orleans thing. And if, because we obviously see that Stefan is there, but Stefan is there. Well, we don't know that. We don't know if he's there in present day or the flash forward, right? Because Stefan runs. Uh-huh. And he's, like, in the car somewhere. So we don't know if he's driving to Klaus at that time. And then maybe Caroline is going in the flash forward to see both of them. Maybe Stefan stays there. I don't know. That's why this is really confusing to me. Because we just don't know how this stuff is all going to meet up.
It's going to be a plot twist, and we're going to realize that the start of the season was actually already 3 years in
advance. Oh my God. I'm just excited to see what happens with Bonnie and Enzo, because I thought that was such a curveball.
Yeah, but now that I'm seeing them, they're kind of cute.
I know. Yeah, I like the bickering that they have, and it's like a love-hate thing. It's cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, what? we just have to wait and see what happens there with the flash forward and the crossover, which obviously happens next week. So prepare yourselves, peoples. And I think that's everything. Do you have anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Just that, can we not have Julian in any more flashbacks? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, I actually like him better in the flashbacks than in present day, though. If I'm being
honest. You mean because he was actual villain?
Yeah, because he was an actual dick. Like, now he's just annoying. He's not even relevant.
Well, now he's just dead.
I know. Thanks, Stefan. So, was that it? Or you have something else?
No, that was it. Just okay. Another jab at Julian. Just because.
And yay for Cleffin.
Always and forever.
Yes. Okay, so Done. That wraps up this week's episode. Do you want to let everyone know where they can find you, Keisha?
Yes, you can find me on 1-800 Hot. Wait, hold on, no.
What?
You can find me on Twitter at keylime_, on my website, keishahatchett.com, on Instagram at keylimefraps, and on Snapchat at keylimefraps.
And you can find me at accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409. I'm also on Snapchat, but I don't remember my name, so sorry. And you can find both of us on the VRO. We do recaps for other shows like The Originals, The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead. We have recaps for Once Upon a Time, anything you can think of. We have recaps, we have blogs, we have all this fun stuff. So check out the VRO.com. Keisha, do you remember the social media for the Vampire Diaries? I mean, for the VRO?
Yes, it's thevro.com, on Twitter at thevro, on Facebook at Variety Radio Online, on Instagram at Variety Radio Online, and on Tumblr at Variety Radio Online. Check us out.
There you go. That's why I have Keisha with me.
But I do want to give a shout out to my boy, Brian. He is wonderful. His screen name is at @thatsobrian_. He is a wonderful live tweeter, both the Vampire Diaries and the Originals. And he's really funny. So yeah, definitely go check him out. He's always like retweeting and replying and saying funny stuff.
Sounds good to me. And also you can check us out on iwatchmike.com. Mike also does recaps. He does his own recaps for the Vampire Diaries and the Originals. And he's a Cammy hater. So go follow him. He's at Mike the Movie Guy. And go let him know what you think of these shows. And he'll probably read your shit online. So do that. And we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Vampire Diaries, all new this Friday at 8, 7 Central on the CW.